four purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, 2009 America. I'm Barbara Jean, your host for Born on the 4th of July. Welcome to our second segment. We have a great patriot. Can't you feel his energy? Greg Evenson has served in the capacity of law enforcement, is a writer and an energizer, and he's helping us this hour. Call your friends and neighbors. Call in and join us. The number is 800-313-9443. Is the hour urgent? I would say yesterday the hour was urgent. Today the hour is imminent. Anyway, what are we speaking of? We're speaking of the survival of our great republic. One thing that comes through in the writings and in enjoying the essays of this gentleman, our guest today on Born on the 4th of July, is that he is a humble man who honors a great power above him and so speaks. And America needs the empowerment of God above this day. And many of us travel and communicate with the Supreme Being in a different manner. All of that is accepted. But humble yourself and know that the hour is urgent. And maybe in one of his writings he says, only a rescue at the level of angel warriors, if I have that correctly, can escort us out of this mess. Greg Evenson on Born on the 4th of July. Today is a significant day. We welcome you here.
Thanks again, Barbara. I just am thrilled to be with you. I know your commitment and your honor and your expertise and your great depth of character on all of these issues. And boy, I'll tell you, you are just the person for the hour.
Well, thank you. We'll go together and we'll make a difference. People can make a difference. Find that strength. Find that inner strength. Speak out. Call upon your leaders. Let them know who you are and what your needs are and how you look toward your posterity. This is wrong, isn't it? It's so wrong. Every day I keep thinking, how could this be? How could this be that I'm having to think about all these things and have a terror in my heart? Not fear, but a terror because there is evil, and it is so grave at this moment. And where are we? Do we still have a country? And people think, oh, yeah, we do. But this very day, they're over in Geneva somewhere at a UN intellectual property agency. What right do they have over the intellectual property of the United States? But that meeting is opening today. It has to do with Copenhagen that's supposed to meet in December about cap and trade. They want all this to happen. And so they're fussing a little bit because they want all the particular patents that have gone into the green investigation that might be in the United States and India and Brazil and China. They want the empowerment to forget the patents. And it's under the auspices of the UN. Will it affect you? You bet it will.
Barbara, there is no doubt if the folks that are supporting, and I hope there are none, but I am well aware that there are at least 50%+ of us that do support the current administration and its evil contrivance for the regulation of our energy use. They're not into drilling for more oil, if that's what we need. They're not into the other aspects of really providing energy for the United States. It's all about regulating it and making us pay three or four or five times what we've been paying in our electric utility bills and so forth. I tell you, folks, I don't know if you can. I've taken advantage of it, and I'll tell you about it in a minute.
We'll be right back. You're listening to RBN.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today on Corn on the 4th of July, we have a guest, a fellow talk show host right on RBN, Voices from the Heartland at RBN. That's Greg today, Greg Evenson. And I just am so excited to speak with you because I'm getting a shot in the arm. I know that you are involved in this effort to train, and the effort he calls reality framed with faith. I train people as if they were my own family. We are republic builders, defending our homes, our families, our neighborhoods, ultimately our nation. So we're honored to have you, and you're going to just have this moment to tell us what we need to know to be better prepared. All the time, remembering you've got Department of Homeland Security nudging and nurturing your leadership at your state capitol. How frightening. Here we go.
Barbara, the best thing you can do, number one, is inventory everything that you have that is of a critical nature in the event that the grid would go down. When the internet goes dark, the cell phones go off, how are you going to communicate? Do you even have a clue as to how you're going to do that? What do you do when your tank of gas is done and there's no gas available? What do you do, as my local grocer told me, he's a friend of mine, and I said, John, what would happen if there was a run on the stores in a catastrophe of some kind? He said, Greg, I fully expect that this store would be absolutely empty within 30 minutes. That's if everybody was fairly orderly. They you see, they do have some inventory capability, but not that much. What are you going to do when you have hygiene needs and there's nothing left? What are you going to do when you have your prescription needs and if you're on prescriptions and you feel you have to have those and you don't have natural remedies? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when the tuna fish and the macaroni runs out? These are logical questions that you should have long ago asked yourself. These are the kinds of things that we cover in this seminar that's on the DVD. The seminar is a stand-up lecture. It's very informative, but it is not the outside-type hands-on that we're doing in the subsequent DVD that's going to come out sometime shortly after Labor Day. And that will be available, too, at our website, which is theheartlandusa.com. Please go there, and if you want one of these, I tell people it's the only way they can take me home with them, Barbara, not have to feed me.
Okay, so, that's good.
But it is 3 hours. My wife was absolutely instrumental in getting this done. She did a wonderful job in the editing process and all of that. So it's out there for you. But the important thing is, whether you use the DV or not, it's a matter of common sense. Do you know what to do if everything comes down? I you have to plan this out. That's why my middle name is Plan. You cannot just say, well, I'll deal with it, I'll worry about it, I'll just take care of it when it happens. No, you won't. And the reason you won't is that everybody will be at 10 times their normal adrenaline level with knowing that you can't get to town. The phones are off. I'm cut off from the world. How do you communicate? Well, what if that one person has the first notification ring that takes in the first mile, and you have five people that are assigned to taking that information to 25 other people who then step out of the 1 mile ring and go to the 5 mile ring, and they contact 500 people that are waiting for the information. Excuse me. That's what you do in a worst case scenario. It's called the single star, the solar system, and the galaxy. That's how we remember it in the seminar. You are the star. The solar system are those people around you within that first mile that you're going to go out and talk to and give the latest information that is specifically designed to help them and keep them in the loop. And the greater galaxy are the people that are out miles away. Maybe you're going on four-wheelers. Maybe you're going on motorcycles. Maybe you're going on horseback. That's how deeply we plan this, Barbara, because to not do that is irresponsible. That is what it may well come to.
It's interesting. I keep thinking I'm a stepchild. I'm not a citizen anymore. I'm a stepchild. My treatment is poor as a citizen. My acknowledgement is poor. My appreciation, they're not appreciating the citizenry of this nation. How many clues do people have in order to realize that we have been put in a different position by people in high places? They're not concerned with our welfare, our concerns over a nuclear attack. I'm going to ask you a question and see if you
and
have
Barbara,
similar...
Barbara, hold on to your... Listen, the whole point, you just made the point, but I want to add this. You see, it's not about the citizens anymore. It's about maintaining at any and all costs the dictatorship, the socialist communist dictatorship that has taken over in Washington. That's what it's about, maintaining that at any cost.
Okay, there's the clarification. So that's where we are, and people don't want to think so, don't want to believe it, and yet we have all the goods that we could show that, yes, this is where we are and how it is. And I was just going to ask about the nuclear story. We have had this treaty or this agreement and this speaking of in Russia about the nuclear story. There are those that have said to me that the nuclear story is passé, that is just for our edification and our watchfulness and observance, that in truth there are weapons that are now available and ready to use that are far more lethal, far more sophisticated than nuclear, and that's just sort of an activity, that it won't be nuclear, it will be something else. What do you say on that issue?
I would say to you that there is no way that, let me put it this way. There have been two or three issues that I've mentioned here with the embedded Homeland Security people at all the state capitals and the rest of this. Look, I am at this point, I am at the mercy of people who are giving me information, who obviously I cannot give their names out, but I'm passing this on knowing there is a slight risk that there is some exaggeration or some flat-out bad information here. But that's a risk. I'm not saying it's happening, but it's always a risk. It's kind of like Fox News. You know, we report, you decide. I would rather tell you these things that I have been told than hold them back. You must decide. And don't just take the information as it comes per syllable. Take the whole picture and begin to put it together and say, okay, even if I discount 10% of this, 90% of this, if it's right, is catastrophic. I must go ahead. The point is, Barbara, plan. Have a plan, have the tools, and work the plan as necessary. Then it doesn't matter. We can laugh later, years from now, if this never came down. We can laugh if only part of it came down. But if it all comes down, nobody's going to be laughing, and those that are not prepared will be casualties. Now, in regard to the nuclear aspect of it, this is one of the areas where there is still, in my mind, the jury is out, and I'm saying, all right, I accept the possibilities, but I'm not going to put all of my eggs in one basket on this. I don't need to. The rest of it is severe enough, is catastrophic enough on its own, that I don't need to have one element fulfill itself. If you are planned, if you are prepared, you are trained, you're going to make it better than anybody else on the planet. That is the important thing. Don't lose sight of that. Don't lose your focus over whether or not North Korea is going to nuke Hawaii. If they have the capability, hopefully we'll be able to intervene. If not, Hawaii is going to suffer. Along with other issues like that, H5N1, people say, oh, no, we can get the vaccines. If you want to risk taking that kind of vaccine with that kind of with the elements that are in that vaccine, by all means, be my guest. I wouldn't touch it with a 100-foot pole. So you decide what it is that's going to impact you and what it takes to get you to the trigger point where you'll say, yes, I'm going to do something, and my plan is to do it in this way. That is the important issue.
Very good. Now, they're talking about maybe October having this vaccine available in September, October. We hear that all of Canada is going to be vaccinated. Other countries are going to have their whole population, maybe the UK. And you're saying maybe we don't want to do that. I'm saying I don't want to do that. We know that the states have in place where they could say you're a felon if you don't go along with this. We can quarantine you and we can take your property. So how are we going to say no and get away with it and survive? Those are the questions people need to think through, because we're told a time frame. It could happen this fall.
Well, you won't go to work. Your children will not go to school. You will not go to the local grocery store. People in Canada, in Edmonton, want me to come up there and talk to them about these issues because they're trying right now to figure out what they're going to do. The Canadians aren't just going to lay down and do this. They're just like Americans in this regard. They are scared to death about what their government has up their sleeve for them, and they want to be able to resist, not to wage a war, if you will, with Ottawa, or to wage war with Washington. Look, none of us have the capability, and none of us have the ability to do that and survive. What we want to do is to make people aware so they can resist in states and whole regions of the country and say, no, you're not going to do that. Now, what's a natural outcome if you say no and they say yes, and you say no and they say yes, and here we come? Well, we'll see, won't we? But there are people all over the country that are planning on that ultimate problem. And I'm going to tell you, I wish I lived, Barbara, someplace in the world that I didn't have to consider this. But I live right here, and I have to consider it. And as God is my witness, and God is my, through his son Jesus, my Savior, I am saying to you that if I lose my life in defending someone else's, or I lose my life because the government wants me gone, then I believe I will go to be with the Lord, and I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is the tens of millions of people who are not prepared in any way, shape, or form, physically or spiritually.
You're right there. There are many of us that are not ready, not prepared. We're wondering. We have questions. We look at our budget. We wonder how we're going to overcome. This is America in a state that is not healthy for our survival. Once again, on one of the writings I'll refer to when we return.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and I was talking about some of the nuggets of wisdom and inspiration that you can find reading the essays and columns on newswithviews.com. I recommend that you go there, scroll down on the left, find Greg's name, and click on, and you'll find a wonderful moment to read and kind of collect yourself and concern yourself with issues. Firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. They are the people's liberty teeth. I think that was a quote that you had there from George Washington. I would like to get a few more comments from you on the Second Amendment and how you might take a look at this administration's overtures or interference with the Second Amendment.
Well, it's clear that the president has read his history. He knows what occurred in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and Communist China and anywhere else where repressive regimes have taken the right of the people to bear arms away. It's done because it's always, Barbara, it's never a matter of public safety. It's a matter of the continuing livelihood of the dictatorship. So if you keep that in mind, you'll understand that that's exactly what our founders had in mind when they realized what England had done to Scotland in 1743. Remember Culloden and remember the sheep are phrases to the Scottish because of what the Redcoats did to them, marching in and imprisoning or killing many Scottish farmers who resisted a grazing tax on their sheep and said, wait a minute, this isn't right, you can't do this, and England came in and did what they did best back then, and that was pulverize the resistance. And, of course, they tried that here. Our founders knew that, and so they spoke of putting in an amendment into our, after the war, of course, subsequent constitution that would protect that right. But you understand that the Articles of Confederation, which were a marvelous set of rules and guidelines that were in effect in the country before the Constitution, and frankly, as much as I love our Constitution, it is the result of being politically correct within the folks at Philadelphia. I preferred the Articles of Confederation, but nonetheless, and they still are in effect, they've never been repealed. But the fact is that the Second Amendment, so-called, is not even necessary in the sense that protecting oneself, one's family, and one's nation with the use of modern weaponry, whatever that is at any given generation, is a natural God-given right, a natural law that cannot ever be imparted, can't be rescinded. It's there. It's part of a free man's legacy. Free woman, if you are born as a personal sovereign, you have freedom and independence, and you live in a republic, a state that was set up as a republic. That state needs to reclaim its sovereign status and tell the federal government to ship off east into the Atlantic Ocean, and we'll take care of things very well at the local level. Thank you. The God-given right can never be rescinded. So therefore, make sure that you have the arms and ammunition necessary. If you don't have them now, you're in for a rude awakening. A Ruger Mini 14 is selling for $600 or more, and the ammunition to go with it is anywhere from 50 cents a round up to a dollar a round, depending on where you buy it. So back when I was buying it at 6 and 7 cents a round, it's the world has changed. But in order to protect yourself, I always said the best weapon that I would ever want to go into combat with is a 12-gauge shotgun, just simply because of the damage that's inflicted. It's very forgiving, and people just don't like that sound when they know that they're being sighted down the barrel of a 12-gauge. So the weapon is of your choice, but have one and keep very good care of it because you will need it.
The power of the government has expanded to such a degree that we just kind of little by little take it in stride. And I guess there were certain philosophies of communism. There were the one that was the battle and the confrontation. And then there was the infiltration of the culture and little by little. And I would guess we have had the latter of that kind of operation here in our country.
Well, isn't that true, Barbara? And we've been pots in the boiling, or rather frogs in the pot, boiling and not knowing that the temperature was coming up, as I said in the article. But there's some of us, as I said, are trying to reach down in the pot and pull out as many as we can and get them out of there before they die. Look, what I said, you're going to need them. Whether you're a hunter or you're defending yourself against MS-13 gangs, or dope smuggling rings, or people just that are criminals are going to say, hey, that's a nice house, or this looks pretty vulnerable, we're going to go get it. Look, you have a right to defend your home. State of Michigan even has the Castle Doctrine, where you no longer have a duty to retreat. Not in my book, you never had a duty to retreat, but that's what the law said. But it has been changed, thank you very much, as it has in many states, and that is you have the right to defend your property and your family and people under your immediate control from harm's way. And in doing that, as I instruct people, I say, look, don't ever hesitate. Make sure that you know that it's right, that you must do this if it ever comes to that. But do what you must do, because otherwise you will be a casualty. Barbara, I'm going to have to run. Do we have any calls?
Let me just put it out there. I don't have one now, but we ought to get someone and get their information if they have a question or comment. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. We'll see if someone wants to call in. And I want to thank you also. My question is time. Time frame, what are you looking at? Looks like we'll go to break. We'll take that question, and then we'll say thanks so much. So let's go to break here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Greg, our show today, I want to thank you so much. We have callers. We have Don in Ohio, and my question had to do with a time frame on the pandemic in your assessment. We'll go to Don in Ohio, let you think a little bit about my question. Don, welcome.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. I'm a first-time caller to your show, but I've called in many, many times to RBN and have even guest-hosted and appeared on other guest shows, including Greg. Greg, how are you?
Oh, Don, it's good to hear you. Boy, this I'll tell you, Barbara, this is a stalwart. This is a man you want on your side. And I've said many times that if I was being pursued by Don Nikoloff because of something I had done, his investigative skills make mine pale in comparison. He is a first-rate patriot, a wonderful man, and it's a pleasure, Don, to have you on the show.
Greg, you are too kind, and I must say thank you for the envelope that you sent me. I am speechless. Shame on you.
Oh, well, Don, you know.
But bless you. God bless you.
Well, God is blessing, and, you know, it was just a real honor for me to do that. So you just, from Liz and I, with a lot of love.
Well, extend my gratitude to Liz. I'll have to give you guys a call. Anyway, I wanted to share just a little bit of news. This is such a wonderful show today, and it's so nice to hear you back on the air again, Greg.
Thanks.
And sharing all this really important information with people. I just want to say that today is the day the Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 7 comes out.
Oh, that's your article, Don.
This is the article revealing who I feel very strongly is the real father of Barack Obama. And it's going to create a tornado of
firestorm.
Yes, it's going to do that, but I was able to use the same technique in investigating the photographs and video and many, many press reports that go back as far as 1961, and you're going to find it quite amazing, I think.
Barbara, you need to have Don on as a guest at some point. You know, I know I'm going off, a little off the reservation.
No,
here, but,
that's fine. We love good ideas.
Well, I'll tell you what, he is the kind of guy that, well, first of all, he hosts his own show, and he's just a master at it, but I'll let you guys connect after the show. Barbara, what I wanted to do before, you know, I'm going to have to run here pretty quick, and Don, thanks so much. God bless you, man. Good to hear you.
Well, I wanted to share that with you and let you know I'm there at your side. You let me know how I can help.
I sure will, Don.
God bless you
both. And if you would call the producer there at RBN and leave your info for us to contact you, we'd be happy to have you share your info on Born on the 4th of July.
Okay, great. I'll just stay on hold. How's that?
That's great.
Okay. That'll be great. Okay, we're going to take Betty in North Carolina, and then our guest has to go and do his business. So, Betty, you might have a brief moment here.
All righty, and I will make it brief. It is a little off subject, but I would dearly love to hear the two of you say something about the Department of Justice declaring a 16-year-old, an 18-year-old in Indiana for prosecution, you know, for the bomb threat.
Okay, that was an internet crime. Was that right?
Yes, on July 10th, Wednesday, the Department of Justice decided this. Okay?
Okay. Now, I think you talked to us about that before.
I haven't heard anyone discuss it.
All right.
Well, I have to tell you, Barbara, and thanks, Betty, for that information. What happens, I'm afraid, Betty, first of all, is that there is so much happening around us. We are just in a constant state of hurricane with breaking news and with things that are occurring that are affecting the American people as a whole, let alone individuals like this young person. And I just have to tell you, I've not had the time to research that. I wish I could answer it better for you, but I don't. I just, each day I'm faced with, as Don is and Drew Raines and some of the other good friends of ours, we're faced with having to categorize what we're going to investigate on any given day. And Barbara, I'm sorry to tell you, I just don't have a lot of information. I wish I could answer it better, but I can't.
I think we might see more of a situation like this where they lift the activity and take it clear to another state. And Betty was trying to inform us of that last week. We appreciate her concern. Mm-hmm. Eddie in New York, we're going to say hello to you, and then we'll be gone with our guests. So Eddie in New York. Hello? Hello? Have I lost my whole feed here? Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay. My Eddie, are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Quickly for Greg Evanson.
Yeah, Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, let me ask you a quick question, Greg.
Sure.
First of all, a couple of years back, why did they ever pass that H.R. 218 for law enforcement retirees and all of that? Because, I know both administrations... they're trying to centralize government, the whole thing. I know I'm aware of the whole thing, but why'd they ever do that? I mean, under Bush, that 218, that H.R. 218, the Safety Law Enforcement Act?
Sure. Well, because, first of all, I don't think his gut was really in it. I think this was some pressure from both law enforcement and supporters of that particular bill, and I just don't think the administration had its full was willing to put its full weight behind it. But, you know, I can't explain those kinds of things. I think it probably had some measure of veracity and applicability, but it just didn't make it. Didn't survive.
Okay, another thing. You think if you got carry permits in your state and you're retired, they're going to be targeting us?
Oh, I believe so. And
pick up or something like that?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You see, that's where, again, If you want to set yourself up and put yourself in the sights of law enforcement at the state level, go ahead and apply for and receive a concealed weapons permit. Then not only do they know you have a weapon, well, they know where you are. They can track you at any point. They can track you through your cell phone, your laptop, your vehicle. So you know, how much of a target do you want to make yourself? I don't necessarily jump in the bandwagon for everybody just getting these permits. This is a natural right, and we can argue it in court whether or not I have that natural right, and I may lose.
Yes.
But you know, it's how far you want to put yourself up in front of the state.
Okay, one more real quick thing I want to ask you. You know, the people didn't want to believe what was going on in Nazi Germany before, you know, Hitler made it where you couldn't even get out of the country. You think I'd try to get my family out of this country, maybe South America or something, before the shit hits the fan. I mean, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Before anything.
That's right. We appreciate you're not saying that. That's one word I've never said.
Okay. I mean, you know, something like that.
All right. Well, I tell you what the situation is. There's very few places that you can go where you're not going to have some kind of issue from the government or whatever. It's a roll of the dice if you want to do it. Canada? Well, maybe. Why? English speaking? Why? Remote? Why? I don't know, but they've got issues and they're having to deal with them. I just don't know that I would rather, now understand, I'm not trying to have a double standard here, but I would rather stay and fight for what is right and resist where I can and try and change where I can. And if they come after me, well, I'll deal with it at that moment, as I said earlier. And that really, there's no place else to go.
But I wager that you are prepared, Greg.
Yes.
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 That's
the
healthy
line.
Part of this story. I think you probably, you know, do what you say. Say what you do.
Well, and that's true. And you know, you just have to be there. Let the Lord protect you. Let the Lord guide you. And some people don't subscribe to that, and that's their right. It doesn't make sense to me that they wouldn't, but, you know, that is their right. But when it comes down to the end of the day and everything else has failed and you're looking at a terrible situation, what are you going to do? Are you just going to beg your neighbor to take you in or beg the police officer standing in front of you that he won't take you in or shoot you or whatever the situation is calling for? Do you have a higher faith system that's going to get you through? And I challenge you to make that a part of this plan. Barbara, the Heartland USA.
You're going to have to go, and I appreciate your being with us. You'll come again real soon. Your message is urgent.
Well, thanks for the invitation. I'd love to. And DVDs are available. I'm not trying to sell DVDs. I'm trying to get people plans. TheHeartlandUSA.com. See us. You'll find the buttons, and you can go there.
All right,
you,
we'll be
John
better
Stemmler.
Prepared, we'll plan, and all of us should take your advice and admonishment.
Well,
thank you so much, and have a great day,
thanks
to those who have called in.
God bless.
Thank you so much. And to Betty in North Carolina, I'm not as astute on your issue as you bring it up. Certainly you're valiant in your concern for a young man, a young individual, and a suggestion would be that where you are trying to get that information out and trying to do what needs to be done, take it by the, you know, just take it right now on your own agenda. Find the information, get the facts of the story, and email someone at the paper, email your friend next door and ask them, should we make a statement? What about our state legislator? That type of thing, and carry it on and make a statement on your own. And then if you could, get the information to RBN with a documented copy of the activities that have gone on from there, and then we could maybe help a little better. But I appreciate your energy in bringing that information forward. In one of the recent articles by Greg Evenson, I say Evenson and Evanson, and hoping I've got it right one way or another, I'm sorry for my debate over that. But he started out with Patrick Henry, and it doesn't hurt to read the words of those who were facing concerns long ago. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. Our brethren are already in the field. We stand here idle? What is that? gentlemen that wish, what do we wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chaos and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry. And we already used firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. They are the people's liberty teeth. And that, of course, is George Washington. One other from George Washington. Government is not reason. Once again, government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. And like fire, it is a dangerous servant and fearful master. George Washington knew. Why don't we know today as we keep sending all of this emphasis to the federal level and having the empowerment of the president being able to say, I want this done and I want that done and this is what I demand. A president is speaking in that manner and he is not to legislate. He is merely to approve or disapprove legislation by the House. And we see this extraordinary momentum of an individual, figure empowered with all kinds of extraordinary power beyond that written in the Constitution to initiate and see to it that pressure is put upon the Congress to get his way or her way. And there are those folks out there who are saying, only a rescue on the level of angel warriors can escort us out of this mess. And remember that all human governments' tendencies from principle in one instance and then using that principle as they create a departure, then that principle has this capability of becoming a precedent, and then the second activity as well. And then all of the sudden, with this kind of government tendency, departing from that that is law, and using an instance in one time, getting it through, and then that being a precedent for the second, and the third, and the fourth, then we have entered the city limits of hell. Read what Greg Evenson writes on News with Views. You will be charmed. You will weep. You will be touched emotionally. I'm so grateful for his time with us today. Only hope, rediscovered, revived, and living in the hearts and the souls of the American people. People who understand the past of this great country and are willing to do whatever to rescue her from evil. Then indeed we can be rescued as we are approaching, according to his writing, the limits, the city limits of hell. We talked a little bit about the possibility of vaccinations coming our way real soon and the mandated vaccinations. And we know that Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is talking to school superintendents all across the country, urging them to spend the summer months right now planning on what to do if the government decides it needs their buildings for mass vaccination, and the fact that she's suggesting that we vaccinate our children, our golden jewels, our opportunity for the future. We're going to vaccinate the children first. So we ask ourselves, is mandatory vaccination possible? Just a little bit of background. Have we always had a U.S. Public Health Service? Oh, no. The year was 1946, and the U.S. Public Health Service was established by Executive Order EO-9708, and listing the communicable diseases where quarantines could be used. From 1946 to 2003, cholera, diphtheria, TB. Notice that TB is listed there. And that was way back in 1946, updated in 2003 to say, yes, diphtheria. And yet our borders are open. And the non-able to be taken care of, this terrible type of TB, has been brought across our border without any health checks by an illegal invasion. Doesn't that send you a mixed message, okay? So anyway, TB is part of that. Typhoid, smallpox, yellow fever, and viral hemorrhaging fevers were added as late as 2003. In April 4, 2003, there was an executive order, 13295, and on that list, they added SARS, S-A-R-S. And remember that happening in China? On April 1, 2005, an executive order, 13295, and here comes the music. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Welcome back to the final segment of Born on the 4th of July, and thanks again to today's guest, Greg Evenson, and appreciate him. He's also a co-host or a host here on RBN. Check the schedule. Great American patriot. We're honored to have him to be on our show today. And we ended up talking a little bit about the quarantines or mandated vaccinations. I was just listing how some of this has come into place through executive order. So if you're wanting to take down your pencil and paper and you could just jot down these numbers and then check it out yourself. Remember, 1946, U.S. Public Health Service was established, Executive Order 9708. Then in 1946, also, they had certain particular diseases that where quarantines could be used. And from 1946 to 2003, there were the cholera, the diphtheria, the TB, the typhoid, the smallpox, the yellow fever, and other viral fevers were added. Now the date, April 4th, 2003, Executive Order 13295, and added the SARS to the list. And then there was an extension, an addendum, April 1, 2005, added influenza caused by novel re-emergent influenza viruses that are causing or have potential to cause a pandemic. So you want to check out that 13295. And also, under that executive order, the president shall give the Secretary of Homeland Health and Human Services the power to quarantine at his or her discretion. Also, the Secretary of Health and Human Services has the power to arrange for the, quote, apprehension and examination of persons reasonably thought to be infected, end quote. And here again, a cough or a fever could put a person at risk for being quarantined for an extended period of time without personal recourse. Ladies and gentlemen, these empowerments are with the cabinet level Secretary of Health and Human Services. And remember that January 28, 2003, Project BioShield was introduced during Bush's State of the Union address. And this created permanent and indefinite funding authority to develop medical countermeasures. And also, December 17, 2006, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act was added to an addendum to Defense Appropriations Bill, H.R. 2863, at 11:20 p.m. on a Saturday night, long after House committee members had signed off on the bill and gone home for the holidays. The Secretary of Health and Human Services can make a determination that a disease, health condition, or threat constitutes a public health emergency. He or she then may recommend the manufacture, testing, development, administration, or use of one or more covered countermeasures. A covered countermeasure defined as pandemic product vaccine. Division E also provides complete liability protection for all drugs, vaccines, or biological products deemed a covered countermeasure and used for outbreak of any kind. Complete liability protection has been given to drug companies for any product used for any public health emergency declared by Secretary of Health and Human Services. Pharma, Big Pharma, is now protected from all accountability unless criminal intent to do harm can be proved by the injured party. It's all set to go, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. Check it out yourself. Do your duty. Be a stalwart. Be a patriot. Thanks for listening to Born on the 4th of July. Good afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow. With